Congratulations, you found the cash for the Edison Sanitarium. This site is where Charlotte Mills lived out the last months of her tragic life. Keep listening to make an audio journey into the past and hear two very short audio stories, both about Charlotte Mills. The first story explores Charlotte's mental state whilst living and dying in the midst of a media frenzy dedicated to sensationalizing her mother's death. The second story is adapted from the article by a 1950s newspaper reporter who reflects on how and why Charlotte Mills ended up at this very sanitarium.
This is August 11th, 1926, hot off the Times Union Press. Wistful Charlotte Mills tries in vain to escape. All the 19 years of her life, Charlotte has known one home, the same back stairs, the same few rooms, and the ugly moth-brown house, square, rickety, discolored by rain and sun for half a century. Any last words on your mother, Charlotte?
Mother felt that she was pressed to the earth, and I feel the same. Once my brother Daniel is 18 and able to take care of himself, I shall leave home. Peace, perfect peace. Peace, perfect peace. Peace, perfect peace.
Charlotte?
Peace, perfect peace. Peace, perfect peace.
Charlotte!
Mom?
There's something wrong, Charlotte. Something's wrong.
Mom.
Oh, my throat is burning.
No, not yet. Please, Mom.
Charlotte?
Mom! Mom!
Charlotte?
Mom! They found Mom side by side with Edward Hall. The circus began. The circus began.
Do you believe your mother had an
adulterous
affair?
The tree.
Did your father murder
they peeled
your mother?
For souvenirs.
What was their relationship like?
The officers
really
posed
James
like
Mills
corpses like my mother in police uniforms before the bodies were
enemies?
Clear.
Was this her
the
first
lane
affair?
Turned to the red acid mud part of the circus where they, mother was found side by side, arranged under an apple tree. Somehow within minutes they screamed out the fact of the death, more than the fact of a crime to New Brunswick, with the force designed to police the circus itself, and not the subject of the circus. The newspapers printed maps for Victorian-clad cunts to shake their finger at my mother side by side with Edward Hall. At the edge of a college town
affair?
In which,
you think of yourself
beneath
as a
the
flapper?
Rocks in a college town, a college
Hall?
Boy self-slaughtered when his grandfather heard he fucked a working girl. They built him a
safety?
Window of stained glass. They
the
stained mother
you
with formaldehyde.
You and your brother?
It poured out
Will
of her open
city?
Wound
Have you
gashed like a garden cutter's.
Do you believe your
Why did they tell me?
Why did
they tell me?
There
are chemicals
like?
Poured
are
into the
really
canal
James
in an
Mills
industrial mid-sized city with
Edward
two
Hall
Episcopal
tested?
Churches and a 15-year-old girl and a married man, Raymond Schneider.
What do you think of Francis Hall? How long have you
they
lived
found
in
Mom side by side with Edward Hall. The circus began. Her
you
neck was covered by a
police?
Scarf beneath
do you think
the tree
the
they peeled for souvenirs.
You brother?
The officers
you leave
posed
the city?
Like corpses
have you been
like
back
my mother in police uniforms before
do you believe
the bodies
your mother
were clear.
Had an adulterous
the
affair?
Lane turned to
Did
the red acid mud part of
what
the circus where they, mother was found side by side arranged under an apple tree. Somehow within minutes they screamed words out of the fact of the death more to New Brunswick than all the crime. With
Hall?
The force designed to police the circus itself and not the subject of
Christian?
The circus, the
Are
newspapers printed maps
safety?
For Victorian clad cunts to
the
shake
police?
Their finger
you
at my mother side by side with
brother?
Edward Hall
Will
at the edge
the
of a college
Have
town
to
in which
St.
beneath
John?
The rocks in a college
Do you
town
believe
a college
your mother
boy
self-slaughtered
when his grandfather heard he fucked a working girl they built him a window of stained glass. They stained mother with formaldehyde poured out of her open wound gashed like garden cutters. Why did they tell me?
What
Why did they tell
Hall?
Me? Why did they tell me there are chemicals poured into the canal
Christian?
In an industrial mid-sized city with two
have you been treated
churches,
by
one
the
shot for him and just one shot for him and three
brother?
For my mother,
Will
but
you leave
why
the city?
Did they slit
have you been
her
back
throat? To... Take the tongue.
Do you believe your
Why
mother
did they
had
hate her?
Affair?
I'll hate them if
did
they hate me because they hate her. I won't let this consume me. By the time I'm her age, please God, let me.
Please, God, let me find out who did this before it's too late. It's too late, 1941, and she's gone. And the trial is over, and my father stares at me like I'm a ghost. Charlotte Mills, in 1926, cannot stand one more word.
And like her mother, like daughter, she will try to find her new horizons. She may fail tragically, but she will try.
Looking Sideways by Whitney Bolton. Adapted from the Cumberland Evening Times, February 15th, 1952. Across the years, when I didn't have much else to think about, I used to wonder about a young girl who was part of my early newspaper work. One that I never met, but I felt that I knew. What used to puzzle me was what life had done for her and what she could do with life. I knew she would have to pay a large tab for a romance she didn't order. I also knew that mankind had not yet become kind enough to make it easy for the girl. It won't matter much to her anymore. She was Charlotte Mills, and she died a few days ago in a nursing home in New Jersey. She was 45 years old when she died, and for 30 years she had paid the bill for having been born to a choir singer who was murdered for having been indiscreet with a minister. The minister was the Reverend Edward Wheeler Hall, and Charlotte Mills' mother was Mrs. Eleanor Mills, and together in a violent double killing, they made up the bizarre and never solved Hall's Mills murder case. Charlotte was 15 years old when the murders were committed. When the story died out months and years later, Charlotte would have been better off dead too. Her young life was blasted by the sordid publicity, and for years she found it hard to keep a job. Neighbors hissed like a cave of snakes. Employers, happy to have her on the payroll, became unhappy when some kind soul thought it was his or her duty to identify the accomplished, hard-working young woman. More than one businessman had the task of calling Charlotte in and firing her for the dreadful fact of her being Eleanor Mills's hounded daughter. Why it was dreadful, I never really understood. Why they had to fire her, I never understood either. What did Charlotte Mills ever do but try to earn her own living and work hard at doing so, putting out her best and most loyal efforts to the firm that hired her? If most people in offices worked the way Charlotte did, companies would be a sight better off and have no personnel problems. Toward the end, before illness came to her, illness almost surely caused by her tragic life, she had a quiet job in a quiet bank, and the people there were a cut above the rest of humanity. They liked her. She did her job, and her unfortunate background was not an issue. The sad part of it is that at a job in which she was happy, at last, had to be given up by her because of illness. Something to think about. This is Whitney Bolton with the Cumberland Evening News, Looking Sideways.
Thank you for listening to the Edison Sanitarium Encounter. Please don't forget to sign the logbook and carefully replace the cache and its contents for our next set of hunters. Ghost Hunt 2 was created by Thinkery and Verse and the New Brunswick Historical Society. Grant funding has been provided by the Middlesex County Board of County Commissioners through a grant award from the Middlesex County Cultural and Arts Trust Fund. If you like this hunt, try to find our 20 other geocaches and audio adventures waiting for you in New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Texas, and even Venice, Italy, all in locations relevant to the Hall Mills murder mystery of 1922. If you'd like to learn more about the lives of the characters in this famous double homicide, check out our podcast, Thinkery and Verse Season 1, That's How the Story Goes. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or by visiting our website, thinkreimverse.org, where you can also donate to the artists if you wish. Either way, happy hunting.